We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
He's made some improvement, you know, over the course of the last 2 days and definitely over the course of the offseason. I think, we talked a lot after the season about, a variety of things that we felt like he could get better at from a training standpoint, from a commander of the offense standpoint, from reads and throwing mechanics standpoint. I think he's really worked on all of them and made some improvements. And I think he's going to not rest on that and try to continue to improve. And he'll be raring to go for training camp.
Head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Brian Flores, talking about Tua and the mandatory minicamps that are now done over the last couple days. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now, talk more of that. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com joining us right here. Mike, the Tua news after about 4,000 interceptions in that first practice took center stage nationally. And then all of a sudden he had a pretty good second day and I didn't see as much. That's crazy. How you doing, Mike?
Well, and I'm doing well. It's funny to see the reactions to these developments and then the reaction to the reaction, because what you inevitably have is, if a guy throws five interceptions in a minicamp practice, people are like, holy crap, what's wrong with Tua? And then you have all the people who know better than the rest of us lecturing on why we shouldn't care about it. Well, we care about it because that's what's happening right now. I saw somebody say, I hope to see the same, I hope people remember this in week eight. Well, no, in week eight, we're going to be focusing on what's happened week one through week seven. We're focusing on this because that's what's happening right now. And that's okay. And look, I understand now's the time to make mistakes. And I think that there is some wisdom in testing the limits of your abilities and checking the windows and seeing where you can and can't get away with certain things. And, that's the time to have something end up in an interception so you know not to do that later. So, I don't think there's any reason to get freaked out over it. You need to know the whole circumstances of the five interceptions, but still it's five interceptions for a guy who's in a critical period of his development. And it just shows you the focus that's going to be on Tua all year long. That's the reality. Everything he does this year is going to be obsessed over, especially after he admitted a few weeks back that he didn't know the offense as well as he needed to last year.
Yeah. The microscope like we've never seen here in South Florida, man, when it comes to that guy, we've seen it here on this show, and you're exactly right. And the other part, Mike, no matter what side of the Tua fence you're on, nobody has any idea how good this guy's going to be. That's the one thing we can all agree on. Nobody knows for sure.
And the problem is this. They wanted to go up and get Joe Burrow. The Bengals said no. And then they could have had Justin Herbert, and they took Tua. Both of those guys have been great. I know Burrow had the ACL injury, but he showed every indication of being on the pass side of the pass-fail franchise quarterback line. So that puts more pressure on it as well. And then when you constantly have this Deshaun Watson stuff that's kind of vaguely hovering, it really does put extra focus, extra pressure on Tua. And hey, look, some would say if you can't deal with that pressure, how are you going to deal with the pressure of trying to win a Super Bowl or a playoff game or a key regular season game? But the reality is all those factors working together, it does make it very, very difficult for Tua. And if he can deal with all that pressure and stress, yeah, he can end up being a pretty good quarterback.
Mike, normally in a mini camp, training camp, whatever the case may be,
if a player holds out, that's usually front page news. Xavien Howard not showing up to mini camps, not happy about his contract, has a new agent. What are you hearing about what's going to go on maybe with Xavien Howard and the Dolphins?
Well, yeah, the problem is that the Dolphins dangled a contract offer to Xavien Howard 2 years ago when he was entering the final year of his rookie deal. He was due to make less than $2 million. And the way they structured it, they put on 5 new years. And when you looked at some of the superficial factors, and I remember it was sold this way, and this is what agents do, the highest paid cornerback in NFL history. And it was like a $50,000 per year increase over Josh Norman's deal. Josh Norman did a $15 million a year deal. The new money in Xavien Howard's contract was 15.05, but the total value was under 13 because he only had $2 million or less than $2 million in the final year of his existing deal, and he tied himself up for 6 years. And I think what he's realized after 2 years is this deal wasn't all it was cracked up to be. I've outperformed it, and it's awkward. And Brian Flores said this week, you know, we're only 1 year into the extension. It's a unique situation where the player wants a new contract, but you know what? Guys, if he stunk last year and the year before, the Dolphins would have no qualms about tearing up that contract or at a minimum going to him and saying, we need you to take less. And that's why even in a situation like this, I resist that urge to say, you signed a contract, honor the contract, because we know these contracts don't go both ways. And we know that the team can always say you underperformed it, so we're paying you less or we're paying you nothing. Why can't the player say, I've outperformed what we both expected. Please adjust it accordingly, especially after you gave $82.5 million over 5 years to Byron Jones, who's never played for the Dolphins before he showed up here as a free agent.
Mike, how do you think this ends? Because it's pretty clear, if it hasn't already happened, that the team might have said, X-Man, we're going to make you play under this $12 million guaranteed. And the X-Man or his agent said, we want to be traded.
Well, yeah, and the problem is the agent doesn't get paid until there's a new contract. Right. And I hope that Xavien Howard understands that that motivation is there, that until there's a new deal, David Kanter doesn't get penny one of commissions from the existing Xavien Howard deal. And I think that the best thing to do here would be to work out some sort of a 1 year stopgap, maybe move some money forward from a future year into this season, and say, we'll deal with your situation after this year. Let's see how you do this year, and then we'll make a decision about the right approach. If that works for Howard, I don't know. You know, he stayed away from mandatory minicamp. That's a $93,000 fine if the absence wasn't excused. Once you start skipping training camp, it's $50,000 a day, and under the current CBA, those amounts are non-waivable by the team. That money has to be paid. So if he would stay away until the end of training camp, it's $2 million that disappears from his pocket. And, yeah, look, they could redo his contract and give him an extra $2 million to make up for it. But regardless, that $2 million in fines must be paid by Xavien Howard. And, you know, that raises it all to a new level when it's time to not show up for training camp. And that was one of the aspects of the new CBA that kind of got overlooked. But it really does make it harder for guys to take a stand when they're on their second contracts. Because they got to be ready to give up that $50,000 per day forever.
Yeah. Well, he's their best player. And by the way, we can't often say that where you come in outside of a quarterback and go, well, he's clearly the best player in this Miami Dolphins team. The other guy, Steph Gilmore, and how Belichick's going to handle that one. He's not happy. He's still one of the better corners in football, a little bit older. How's that going to play out, Mike?
Well, and the Patriots last year did what I – suggested that the Dolphins should consider with Howard. They took $4.5 million from 2021 salary and moved it to 2020 as the reward for being the defensive player of the year. And now we're into 2021 and that $4.5 million is gone. So the, you know, well, hang on, my dog's going crazy.
That's all right. Your dog's fired up. That's good. That's good.
She sees, I took it off speaker. She sees her friends down the hill. She sits at the window. She sits at the front window, and the minute the neighbors let their dogs out, she goes crazy.
That's
so
awesome.
So now he's making $7 million this year instead of $11.5 million, and he's clearly underpaid. I mean, think about it. They got J.C. Jackson and Stephon Gilmore, two of the best corners in football, for $10.3 million combined this year. I think what they're going to have to do, they're going to have to pick a guy. And I think they're going to pick J.C. Jackson. They're going to pay him, and they're going to let Stephon Gilmore go, possibly, potentially via trade. I think that may be what they're looking to do, because there was talk of a potential Gilmore trade last year as we got close to the deadline, and all of a sudden he had a knee injury,
right,
and that got scuttled. And I know that one general manager expressed skepticism to me about whether or not it was even a real knee injury, that maybe this was Gilmore preventing himself from being traded in the middle of the season. But regardless, I wouldn't be surprised if that one ends up in a trade.
Mike, you think this is going to get any uglier with the players? I know Joe Mixon said something the other day. Cole Beasley's now chimed in on the NFL Players Association and what's going on with the new vaccination and just all the stuff with the rules that's going to go on this year, whether you are or not. You think it's going to get worse as we get closer to training camp starting?
Well, here's what I hope is what's going on. I hope that we are hearing from a very vocal minority of players who are finally realizing that, something I think the rest of us knew, you know, because the guys who play the game don't pay as close attention to the news cycle as the fans and the media do. We knew there were going to be relaxed standards for players who chose to get vaccinated. We knew that there were going to be competitive realities. We knew that the guys who weren't vaccinated were going to be operating under 2020 rules. We knew that was going to happen. I think Joe Mixon and Cole Beasley just started to figure it out this week. So they're sounding off. I think there's a very large majority that's remaining silent that is fine with it because they're vaccinated. You know, Beasley said yesterday, when did we vote on this? Well, you voted on it when you elected your team representatives, frankly. But if they would put this out to a vote, the vote would be in favor of these rules because most of the guys are already vaccinated. It would be a majority decision. More than 50% would say yes. So, look, the Players Association has created a situation where the players can't be forced to be vaccinated. They can't be cut if they're not vaccinated. Plenty of guys on the bubble will end up being cut if they're not vaccinated. And if you're not vaccinated and you can't play because you have COVID, you still get paid. So, you know, I don't like attacking the union on this. I don't think it's fair. They had to do something. I mean, what did Cole Beasley want? All restrictions to be dropped for everyone, vaccinated or not? That's not fair to the guys who were vaccinated. So I think that these guys are starting to realize what's going on, and they have to ask themselves, do I want to deal with the greater restrictions this year, or am I just going to go ahead and get vaccinated? Think about the stuff these guys will take. Toradol, best example. Horrible potential side effects. Permanent kidney damage. Albert Haynesworth thinks he needs a new kidney because of Toradol. They'll take it if it lets him play. Well, if you get vaccinated, you're more likely to play. And that's where it's stunning to me that players are pushing back, because there's a very simple logic in it. You get the vaccine, you're more likely to play all games this year and get paid for your games and be ready to go and be there for your teammates and help your team reach its goal of getting to the Super Bowl.
Mike, we read any more into Aaron Rodgers as he was along with Brady and a couple golfers promoting this July 6th golf event and the shirt, the T-shirt. I'm offended. How did you read into all that as he's having a great time this offseason with no pressure, no worries, everything's good?
Yeah, no obligations except for the mandatory minicamp that he didn't show up for. And I think that T-shirt, the way the T-shirt was designed, it said, I'm offended across the top. There was an emoji in the middle. I feel like there was something at the bottom that we didn't see. I'd love to know what the message was at the bottom. But I think the way that he answered the question about his off season, it led me to believe he's just going to show up and he's going to act like, what's the big deal? I'm still the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. And when you think about it at a very basic level, you know, he said it to Kenny Mayne. I love my teammates. I love the coaches. I love the fans. He's got issues with management. Who doesn't have issues with management in any place of employment? I mean, what percentage of employees are perfectly happy with their bosses all the way up to the top of the ladder and have no complaints whatsoever? So you learn to compartmentalize, and I think he's going to show up. I don't think Mark Murphy wants him to show up. I think the CEO of the Packers secretly hopes he stays away. Then he's the bad guy, and they pick up $35 million in salary and bonus amounts, and that's money that they can use on other players, and they find out what Jordan Love has and who's really going to blame him because Aaron Rodgers is the one who's being unreasonable. But I think he's going to be there. And, we'll see how good he is this year. He looks like he needs to put about 20 pounds back on. He's looking a little, I don't know how durable he's going to be, but I think he'll be there, and he'll try to act like it's our fault for making it a big deal when it's obvious that he wanted it to be a big deal.
Mike, I just want to let you know when you said that, who gets along with their bosses, and they all started laughing at me.
Oh, Mike, I couldn't. I'm staring at Joe at this point, right.
It's unbelievable.
Mr. Management, yeah. Joe Rose, right.
Mike, it's always great having you, man. Thank you so much for coming on this
morning. Good talking to you guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, that's Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Well, listen, man, we got to come in and check in on the text machine, 305-567-056. We always appreciate them. Don't always agree with them, but what the hell? You don't always agree with us either. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.